The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Solo travel is reportedly growing in popularity. So if it is something that you are considering, either if you don't have anybody to travel with, or if your idea of a perfect holiday is getting away from the people who might want to travel with you, we have advice for you. With us is Joan Scales, travel journalist, also Claire Dunn, chief executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association, and Rory King from Rory's Travel Club. Let me start, Claire, with you. Is this common? Are people looking to travel alone a lot?
Anton, absolutely, extremely popular. And as you said, it's not just single people. It's people who just want to travel on their own or maybe have different interests to their spouse, their partner or their friends. They might want to go to the Galapagos and their friends want to go to South Spain. So they just go off on their own.
Now, is it classical tourism done on your own or is it activity based? In other words, is it golfers saying I'm taking a week going golfing in a specific location or is it I literally will wander the streets of Venice on my tot?
Both. So some people want to just wander off, go off wherever they want to go, get a plane somewhere and go wandering, or other people join semi-organised, either escorted tours, or there's a lot of other options in between now. It's not just an escorted tour or you're completely on your own. There's quite a few, you know, arranged trips, but you're not on the bus at 8 o'clock in the morning. You know, you fly out together and then there's optional excursions or there might be a meet-up for dinner if you want to go. If you don't want to go, you go off on your own.
Now, Joan Scales is a travel journalist. I assume this is something you have to do a lot professionally, just get on planes on your own and go places.
Yeah, it is. It is something I do a lot on my own. And it depends on what you're doing. You know, if you're keeping busy, generally, no, I wouldn't feel lonely. The only time you might feel a bit lonely is when you're going for dinner and you're on your own. And that's always a thing to figure out. During the day, you can keep occupied. The one thing I do when I go away on my own is I usually rent a bike and I go cycling. And I'll go off sightseeing and I'll go and see what's in the area. I'm not a big beach person, so I'm not into lying by the beach or the pool. So I like doing things. So I'll go and explore museums and do activities as well. I've tried surfing, didn't particularly like it, but I tried it. So I do find if I keep active, I walk a lot anyway. I would be a walker anyway. So going hiking and walking doesn't bother me. But yeah, I think probably the time at night when you're on your own is the time when you're thinking, where will I eat? You know, and Do you really want to eat? And there's definitely some days when you think, oh my God, you know, it's a thing of, will you go across that door into that restaurant? And the one thing I do tend to go to Spain a lot. And the reason why I tend to go to Spain a lot is actually people are very nice. And the waitresses in Spain are usually lovely.
Do you like sitting up at a bar? I love sitting up at a bar
where you can talk to people, as opposed to at a table on your own. Sitting up at a bar is better. Yeah. And actually a friend of mine, she was here in Dublin recently and she went out to dinner to a very nice restaurant and she said she loved that she went and she sat at the bar and had a very nice dinner and treated herself. So yes, sitting at the bar is a bit better because the bar staff will talk to you.
Yeah.
Let's bring in Rory on this for further recommendations. Rory King from Rory's Travel Club. If you're thinking about going solo, Rory, are there particular vacation spots? Joan is a big fan of Spain. Would you recommend it?
Spain, yeah, it's one of, if not the most visited destination for Irish holidaymakers. But like I find, we do about 150 group trips a year and about 50% of people come on our group trips are solo travellers. Mm. And we take in a wide range of destinations and types of holidays from, as you mentioned, golf holidays to cruises to bucket list holidays like your Fiji's, Bali's, South Africa. We've a group at the minute in India. We've another group going tomorrow to Istanbul and Cappadocia. So I think post-pandemic, the Google search in some reports for solo travel is shown to have grown by over 500%. So the first and the initial question was, are more people looking to travel solo, which that massively indicates definitely is the case. And I personally believe that the people now, most likely since the pandemic, are putting experiences above material things, as of course we were kind of in a lockdown for the best part of 2 years and people kind of had a lot of time to think. They sat around for 2 years and they thought, you know what? Any money I do have, I'm looking to get away. And people now are are more inclined to go on their own, as it's definitely more of a norm than possibly 5-10 years ago, where people might have thought, maybe felt a little bit embarrassed to go on holiday on their own. It is definitely becoming more normalised.
Well, Claire Dunn, picking up on that thing of the embarrassment, if you go alone and you go on a group holiday, do people question your motivation? Do they think you're there to find love?
No, definitely not. Those days are gone. No, I mean, it depends on the trip. There are some trips that are organised specifically for single people looking for romantic involvement, but not all trips are like that. And as I say, there's a lot of trips out there that aren't like that, that just people going to find adventure, and just because they want to be on their own, they want to find themselves, and in a lot of cases, not somebody else. So,
well, I want all of your tips on how to do it. If you know, what's the best ways to plan the trip, and what are the absolute rules if you're solo traveling? The first one, though, I want from you, John, or from Claire, is an explanation. You said that some of the people who do it are people who have somebody they could travel with. How do you broach that conversation? How do you sit at dinner one evening and say, I'm thinking about Mallorca this year and I think I'm not bringing you?
It's more and more common. We've come across it a lot. Yeah, absolutely.
And the relationship survives?
Of course, absolutely. Because they just do their own thing. So look, and what you find mostly is that the other person is actually delighted because they've been dragged for years on holidays that they didn't want to go on. So when the person decides, you know what, I'm leaving you at home, I'm actually going to go and do what I want to do, you find the other person in most cases goes, yeah, okay, off you go. And, you know, each is happy then.
Okay, top tips then for planning solo travels and undertaking solo travels. Joan, where do you start?
Well, I would start with being careful, preparing before you go, because it's important to have things like copies of your passport, your driving license, your visa. I say to people, take photographs of those and send them to yourself, to your new email address, and remember your email address and your password.
Oh, that's a good point, because if you lose the device, then you can still access it from...
The one big problem we have nowadays is, and I see this all the time, phone. Your phone has everything on it. And if you lose your phone, you really are in problems. So I say to people, make sure you have your IMEI code for your phone. If you can look it up, IMEI, to find out how to get it. Because this is the international registration number for your phone. So it helps you to find your phone, and also turn on find your phone when you're away, so that you can find it. Because in London alone, phone theft is up by 40% already this year. And last year, there was a phone stolen in London every 7 minutes, because your phone has everything. It has all your bank details, your personal details, and thieves aren't stealing them for the phone. They're stealing them for your financial information.
So presumably then, in the same logic, keep a bit of cash with you, because a lot of people are now using the phones as their only source of money.
Keep cash as well. Yeah, and a card separately. So if you can, keep one card separate from the rest. You know what I mean? So you're not, when you're going out, don't have everything together. Have some back in your luggage or locked away somewhere.
So if that's the preparation, let me bring Rory King in on this. Rory, if that's the advice you go, what do you recommend for when you're out there?
For when you're out there, there's just simple basic things like be street smart, of course, try and keep your wits about you. Of course, the power of numbers, which I definitely recommend in any country you go into. Of course, if you're on your own, simple things such as booking a hotel in the city centre where you're in a lit up area, as opposed to going to a hotel on the back street 10 blocks away. I suppose it's doing your research, doing your due diligence. I'd say that's the most important thing, is the location of where you're staying. Of course, you're going to be much safer during the daytime, but in the evening, in some cities, of course, I wouldn't recommend it kind of veering off into the back streets or kind of into unlit areas, similar to what you probably would say to tourists coming to different parts of Ireland, as well as any country in the world.
What about that, Claire? Particularly if you're the adventurous sort and you discover, I'm in a town where I thought it was a lot safer than it actually was, and you're completely on your own. Big security risk.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, do the same things that you do at home. Do you know what I mean? Like, you wouldn't walk in the back streets in Dublin necessarily. Do you know what I mean? Places that you don't know. So just like bring your common sense with you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Also, you can register with the Department of Foreign Affairs. They actively encourage people to register. So ireland.ie/travel, and you can actually register what the countries that you're going to visit so that they know you're there. So if a disaster strikes in whatever country you are, then they know we have 10 Irish citizens there or 100 Irish citizens there. And they will then, if you get the details of the embassy or the consulate, they will look out for you. So that's a really, really good idea. And to know where there is an embassy and a consulate is a really good idea, because they will actively look out for you. Also, to keep an eye on local news. You know, I mean, you see even today with the outages in Spain and Portugal, it's really important to know what's happening where you are. So don't close your eyes and your ears. Keep an eye out of what's happening locally.
And on the same token, Joan, you were talking about the thing of putting on Find My Phone in case you lose it. Is it also useful to tell people, look, I'm trackable here if you want to know where I am?
Yeah, I do actually say in my tips to check in with someone regularly, someone who knows where you are, let them know where you are. The other thing about your phone is, and I see this all the time now, people walk around with their phones in their hands, turn on the voice directions on your GPS and listen to it on a headphone. Don't be walking around with your phone out because you're immediately identifiable as a tourist. And also another tip for people, because we all use social media nowadays, is don't post on social media in real time, or tag your accommodation where you are, because that lets people know you're on your own.
Well, it's funny, we were discussing just before was the Kim Kardashian trial. And one of the things that she attributes to the reason that she was attacked was that she had been on Snapchat saying, I'm in Paris, here's the jewellery. And she had actually said that afternoon, everybody is going to X event, so that people would know she was
on her own.
Where
she was going to be. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. And the other thing I'm going to say to people is, be careful about drinking. And definitely don't do drugs when you're travelling on your own. Don't, you know, drink within reason, but never so much that you don't know where you are, because people are watching. And never leave your drink unattended. We know the cases of people's drinks being spiked has hugely gone up in recent times.
Lastly, how indulgent are people when they are on their own? Do they go for slightly lower key holidays when it's solo travel, or do they really roll out the red carpet for
themselves? Again, both. I mean, some people travelling on a budget and they want to do, you know, Thailand, Vietnam, you know, and they don't have a huge amount of money. So they go. But the tip for that is to stay in hostels if you can. You know what I mean? There's some really, really good hostels.
I recommend hostels as well.
And you meet people there and they will then give you the tips of
where
the best place.
No,
not at all. Hostels are quite different nowadays.
They're very
Anton.
Different. And you can choose like a dorm room or a private room in many of the hostels.
Yeah. In a hostel.
Like if I was coming to Dublin, I'd stay in Generator.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Generator Hostel in Dublin, Smithfield, fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And also, you know, you might say, oh no, she's not saying that, is she? But an Irish bar is a great spot to find out what's going on and meet people as well. Mm. They're always
and
very
welcoming.
And you get
the tips then from fellow travellers. Yeah. They'll tell you, avoid that bit, go there. This is a great thing to do. So it's great.
They do act as a social hub as well when you're travelling.
Guys, thank you both very much. Likewise, thank you to Rory as well. Rory King from Rory's Travel Club. Claire Dunn, Chief Executive of the Irish Travel Agents Association. And Joan Scales, Travel Journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.